Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Key benefits of partnering with a trusted clinical research team. Partnering with a trusted clinical research team offers numerous benefits. Access to experts ensures high-quality research conducted with integrity and credibility. These teams provide expertise, resources, and ethical standards, enhancing efficiency and productivity. By working with reputable teams, organizations strengthen their credibility and reputation within the scientific community. Compliance with regulations and access to collaborator networks further support research efforts. Facilitating patient recruitment, improving data management, and fostering innovation are key advantages of such partnerships. Ultimately, these collaborations drive medical advancement and improve patient care. Transformational $3 million gift to advance women's heart health. The American Heart Association received a transformational $3 million gift from Lee and Valerie Shapiro to advance women's heart health. This generous donation will support the Mother's Day matching gift campaign and the Go Red for Women Venture Fund, fueling innovation and research. The Shapiro's personal connection to heart disease inspired this gift as they aim to ensure more families have time with the women they love. Their previous campaign, Millions Honoring Moms, has already made a significant impact by raising awareness and funding research. With this new gift, the Shapiros will continue their support for future campaigns and the Go Red for Women Venture Fund, furthering the mission to improve women's cardiovascular health at every stage of life.
Study reveals potential way to treat pediatric gliomas. A joint study between the Broad Institute and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has discovered a new and potentially effective way to treat pediatric gliomas. The research revealed that a percentage of children diagnosed with gliomas, an incredibly common type of pediatric brain cancer, may respond to certain inhibitors that have already been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. As the search for new therapeutics targeting pediatric cancers continues, through the work of companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., the efforts being undertaken to address this critical need are showing promising results.
Investor news breaks. Alliance Global Partners maintains buy rating, increases price target as Solagenix, Inc. NASDAQ SNGX advances proprietary clinical programs. Alliance Global Partners recently maintained its buy rating for Solagenix, Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, and raised the price target to $10 per share. The increase was driven by the valuation of Hybrite for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma and SGX-945 for Behçet's disease. Solagenix's Phase 3 Flash 2 trial is on track for top-line results next year. The company initiated a confirmatory Phase 3 trial for Hybrite in CTCL patients in December 2024. Solagenix also reported positive data from its Phase 2a study of aphthous ulcers in Behçet's disease. Alliance Global Partners values SNGX at $10 share, projecting a 2028 Hybrite launch and sales growth through 2036, as well as sales projections for SGX-945 and Rivax for the strategic national stockpile.
Biomed news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, signs CDMO agreement for oral Lucid MS in Phase 2 MS trial. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol QNTM and on the CSE as QNTM, has signed a CDMO agreement for an oral formulation of Lucid MS for an upcoming Phase 2 clinical trial. The trial aims to assess Lucid MS as a potential treatment for multiple sclerosis, with promising results from preclinical studies showing the therapy's ability to restore mobility in animals. Lucid MS, a non-immunomodulatory neuroprotective compound, has shown efficacy in preventing demyelination, a key feature of MS. This agreement is a significant step towards filing an investigational new drug application with the FDA for Lucid 21302 in MS.
Investor News Breaks Orgenix Inc., NYS American, highlights Q2 2025 progress and prepares for Phase 2A concussion trial. Orgenix Inc. has made significant progress in Q2 2025 as it moves forward with its lead candidate, ONP-002, aimed at becoming the first FDA-approved pharmacological treatment for concussion. The company secured approvals, appointed a CRO, and finalized a manufacturing agreement. Phase 2A trials are set to begin in Q3 2025. Orgenix's intranasal delivery platform allows for targeted drug delivery to the brain, reducing side effects. This technology has potential applications beyond concussion to other neurological conditions. The global nasal drug delivery market is projected to exceed $40 billion by 2030. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Nutriband Inc. Stack NTRB, CEO steps aside temporarily to run for Irish presidency. Nutriband Inc., NTRB, CEO Gareth Sheridan will temporarily step aside to run for Irish presidency, with Chairman Sergey Melnyk taking over CEO duties. The company is focused on its 2026 NDA filing target for Aversa fentanyl, the first abuse-deterrent opioid patch. FDA recently granted a meeting request for the product, with potential peak U.S. sales estimated at $80 million to $200 million. The technology is patent-protected in 46 countries, with plans to expand globally. For more information, visit Nutriband's website. Tiny Gems Breaks, Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE American CLDI, reports Q2 2025 results and business highlights. Kalidi Biotherapeutics Inc., traded on the NYSE American under the symbol CLDI, reported their Q2 2025 results, showing a net loss of $5.7 million or $1.99 per share, compared to $7.4 million or $16.75 cents per share in Q2 2024. Research and development expenses were $2.6 million, while general and administrative expenses were $3.1 million. The company ended the quarter with $5.3 million in cash. Recent highlights include new preclinical data on CLD-401, $4.6 million raised in a warrant inducement offering, and FDA fast-track designation for CLD-201 in soft tissue sarcoma. For more information, visit Kalidi Biotherapeutics Newsroom.
Hydromer, Inc. reports preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. Hydromer, Inc., a leader in hydrophilic, thromboresistant, and antimicrobial coating technologies for medical devices, reported preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended June 30, 2025. The company generated $9.4 million in revenue, a 14% increase from the same period in 2024. Despite a net loss of $38,000 due to legal and professional matters, as well as expenses for facility and equipment upgrades, CEO Michael E. Torti remains optimistic. He sees these expenses as strategic investments for future growth, innovation, and market expansion. Hydromer continues to focus on advancing its product pipeline, forming new partnerships, and driving operational efficiency to achieve long-term success. Biomed Newsbreaks NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, receives FDA Fast Track designation for NRx-100 in treating suicidal ideation in depression. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA Fast Track designation for NRx-100 in treating suicidal ideation in patients with depression, including bipolar depression. This designation follows promising preliminary data showing NRX-100's effectiveness in reducing suicidal ideation. Controlled trials have demonstrated significant reductions in suicidal ideation, with response rates as high as 55% versus 30% for the active comparator. NRX plans to finalize data for submission under the accelerated approval CNPV pathway and post an expanded access policy within 2 weeks. To learn more, visit NRX Pharmaceuticals Newsroom.
Women who have been stalked may have a higher risk of heart disease, stroke. New research published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation found that women who reported being stalked or obtaining a restraining order were more likely to develop heart disease and stroke over a 20-year period. This study, which included over 66,000 women, highlighted the significant impact of stalking on cardiovascular health. The link between stalking and cardiovascular disease is believed to be due to psychological distress, which can disrupt the nervous system and impair blood vessel function. The study's lead author emphasized the importance of recognizing violence as a potential risk factor for heart health in women and called for increased awareness and resources to support those affected by stalking.
Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts hosts Las Vegas, Nevada CME Conference in primary and specialty care settings. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts, a leading provider of continuing medical education, is hosting a CME conference in Las Vegas on November 11 to 14, 2025. Healthcare professionals can earn up to 39 CME credits and 10.5D APRN pharmacology credits. Expert speakers will cover topics like dermatology, diabetes, orthopedics, women's health, cardiology, and emergency medicine. Attendees can expect real-life case studies and clinical pearls to enhance patient care. For more information on the conference and speaker bios, visit skinbonescme.com. If you can't make it to Las Vegas, consider attending one of their other conference locations or participate in online CME options. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts has been a popular choice for medical professionals since 2011, offering valuable education and networking opportunities.
The Moses Firm strengthens commitment to justice for medical malpractice victims in Atlanta. The Moses Firm, a prominent Atlanta law firm specializing in medical malpractice cases, reaffirms its dedication to seeking justice for patients and families affected by medical negligence. With a strong record of securing substantial verdicts and settlements, the Moses Firm is committed to holding healthcare providers accountable and delivering justice for victims. Their experienced trial attorneys, with a focus on complex medical malpractice cases such as surgical errors and birth injuries, combine legal expertise with a client-first approach. The firm's exclusive dedication to medical malpractice law allows them to leverage medical knowledge and expert networks to build strong cases for their clients. Beyond their courtroom successes, the Moses Firm also educates the public on patient safety and legal rights in Georgia. For more information or a free consultation, visit www.themosesfirm.com or call 404-721-ZERAFILE.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.